Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Republicans have won quite a few gubernatorial contests in Massachusetts in the past two decades, but not much else. And when it comes to the U.S. House, the GOP is on quite a losing streak. Last week, Democrat Catherine Clark won the special election in the state's 5th congressional district. Her victory marked the 92nd loss in a row for Republican candidates for the House. This morning, WBUR's Asma Khalid takes a look at the GOP slump and what the party is doing to turn itself around.
Those 92 U.S. House defeats come in every U.S. House contest since 1996. And it's not just that Republicans are losing, says Eric Ostermeyer, author of the nonpartisan blog Smart Politics.
They are frequently not able to field candidates.
In nearly 40% of the races, there was no Republican on the ballot.
And they're losing by wide, wide margins.
The average margin of victory for Democrats was well over 30 points. Most of these elections aren't even close. Ostermeyer says he has seen nothing like this in recent times, aside from states with tiny delegations.
When you get to delegations of 7, 8, 9, 10, and above in number, it's very unusual to run the table, and especially for as prolonged a period as the Democrats have done in this modern political era here in Massachusetts.
Ostermeyer says the Massachusetts political pattern is a sign of the state's deep blue tilt, a slow transition, he says, that started around the end of World War II. In fact, since then, he says, Republicans have only picked up a Democratic seat twice. In other words, the Democrats have a 99.3% retention rate. The only Republican Massachusetts voters have sent to Washington in the last 17 years was Scott Brown, who won a Senate special election in 2010. Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group. He says in recent years, the map has changed, making it much harder to win a seat in the House than the big chair in the corner office.
Back in the 70s and 80s and even early 90s, when you look at the town-by-town election results for a statewide election, it looks kind of like a checkerboard. You'll have a Democrat town next to a Republican town next to another Democrat town.
Cazella says that's not the political geography anymore.
Now, there's very clear partisan voting regions.
And to make matters worse for a GOP candidate, none of these regions match up with the lines of a congressional district. So Cazella says no district favors a Republican candidate. In fact, he says Republicans really only have a fighting chance in a couple of districts. Republican Peter Blute is a former Massachusetts congressman from the 1990s. He represented the then 3rd District, which no longer exists in the same form because of redistricting. He jokes and calls himself one of the last men standing because he was one of the last two Massachusetts Republicans in the House of Representatives. He pulls out his phone and proudly shows me a photo of the newspaper endorsements he received in 1996.
I got endorsed by every paper in the district. You know, I can go through them all. The Fall River Herald News, the Metro West Daily News endorsed me for the first time. The Boston Globe endorsed me for the first time.
But even with all those endorsements, Blute lost the election that year by 8 points. He says what really hurt him was that it was a presidential election cycle.
But what happens in Massachusetts, particularly in presidential years, it becomes more of a parliamentary election. And the question is, which party do you prefer? Not which candidate and not which person is doing a good job. It's which party would you prefer to run things? And here, more often than not, that answer in a presidential year is Democrat.
The Massachusetts GOP knows that, and it's trying to spend more money on its ground game to build up its bench of candidates, working not only with state reps, but even with local municipal candidates to find talent. Kirsten Hughes is the new chairman of the Massachusetts Republican State Party. She knows registered Democrats outnumber registered Republicans by more than a 3-to-1 margin. But she's optimistic because the biggest group are the unenrolled. They make up 53% of the electorate. And Hughes thinks the GOP can tap into that growing segment.
The average Massachusetts resident that I talk to is tired of one party rule. They haven't seen things get better. They've only seen them get worse. And you know what? They're looking for change. And I think that that's really where the case is able to be made to unenrolled voters.
The sticking point is trying to sell the brand. The party knows it has a David versus Goliath battle ahead, and it's hoping former state senator Richard Tesei will beat its David by running for Congress again. Tesei lost by a point in 2012 to the veteran U.S. Congressman John Tierney.
The Democrats, they'll use the same playbook over and over and over again. No matter who you are or what your positions or what your record is, they pretty much paint you as an extremist, Tea Party, everything that people here in Massachusetts don't like.
Tesei is gay and pro-choice, but he still struggles with being painted with the same broad brushstrokes as socially conservative Tea Party Republicans. Tesei makes a compelling argument that one-party rule is bad for business. The House in Washington has a Republican majority, but the Massachusetts delegation has no Republicans, which Tesei says puts the Bay State at a disadvantage.
I do think that that is really hurting our state, most importantly, because when decisions are being made as far as allocating funds or supporting programming, there's nobody in the room from Massachusetts making the case for our region.
If he runs next year, analysts say Tesei may be the best bet the party has to end the GOP dry spell. In fact, the odds may be in his favor. After all, he was only a point short in 2012, and this time it's not a presidential election year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.